Steve, I'm not sure it's written down or written in stone, but I do think that during the discussions between ownership, Light, Bowles, and Cone, and there have been many a discussion in the past couple of weeks since the season ended, I would describe it as an understanding. He said, everything looks good, except your weight, Kaufman. Get it down.
Bucks fans, happy times on the Ira Kaufman podcast. Happy, happy times, Ira. We've got our offensive coordinator back in the house, and we're going to talk a lot about that. Singularly focused, we need the sage's opinion. And I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com. Lee DeCamper, our third in command, is not here today, but has absolutely nothing to do with the fireworks on the last podcast, Ira.
Was another thing scheduled.
Another commitment. So we're going to do a much longer podcast next time and flush it out. There's still some things going on with Cohen that we need to get more confirmation on. Let the dust settle, as they say.
Lee's back on board with our podcast.
But yeah, everybody's good. Everybody's happy. If you didn't listen to the last episode, go back. We got a lot of great talk.
Do yourself a favor. Go back. And I love his passion, Steve.
Oh,
I love his passion.
Fantastic.
Deal. And yes, he's wrong, but I love the passion.
A lot of fireworks, a lot of fun. That's on Apple Podcasts, podbean.com. Sage now has, I think it's up to 783 subscribers on Podbean, which is a fun app, Ira, because they actually tell you how many subscribers. So, of course, you have the most on that app, which isn't the most popular, but that's a great number for there. On Podcast Addict, you've got 1,400 and change. I don't think anybody else locally has more than 200.
Does it show you the countries that are involved, Steve? Am I in Guatemala or something?
Well, I can check where the listeners are coming from. You don't have too many out of the country, but some. I'll pull that up next time. I know you always like that. We used to talk about that. But
little Machu Picchu over there, Steve. You know, guy on a mountaintop with a goat. You never know.
Is that Todd Bowles? Goat, that's where a lot of fans want to send him.
You got your man back, Steve, and that's why you're very happy today.
Oh, I'm happy for a lot of reasons, Sage. And also thousands I'm able to see are thousands at Apple Podcasts on our back house look at it. So very exciting stuff with the podcast that continues to grow.
Can I keep saying the nation's number one buck podcast?
You can say
most
it.
Popular. Can I keep saying it?
Nobody argues with you, Ira. Now, we're talking per episode, right? Some of these podcasts are going 7 days a week, 5 days a week. We're talking per episode.
Just
that's
right.
To clarify.
Right. That's right.
So that's how that works, Sage.
It's like your average yards per carry, Steve. That's the key stat.
We may even eclipse that anyway, but we're very happy with the podcast, and it's a beautiful thing, Sage. So is Bill Curry Ford. Now, they have got January specials that are ending first week in February. Get to BillCurryFord.com. Do not hesitate, because there's like six of them there to look at.
You mean there's like a week left on these initiatives? A week? Or maybe a little more?
10 days or so. Yeah, so you've got financing offers. You've got low down payments. You've got low lease payments. And, of course, you got their transparent pricing on used vehicles. Great inventory there. I've got two used Bill Curry Ford vehicles.
How do they get those interest rates so low, Stevie? It's unbelievable.
They make it happen. It's the Curry family, Ira, that they make that happen. It doesn't just come out of thin air. And, of course, they've got all the great promotions from Ford there. Bill Curry Ford, a mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway. Ask Sean Sullivan, the GM of Bill Curry Ford, for the Ira Kaufman discount.
I got one more year left, Steve, on the payments for the Escape. Otherwise, it'll be free and clear. And at that point, maybe I'm looking for an upgrade.
You look good in that thing, though, Ira. Your wife loves it.
Love it. Love it. It's got the bun warmers, too, Steve. Come in handy when it's 42 degrees out.
Especially this time of year. BillCurryFord.com. Don't forget them. That's where you start your search. Florida's Elite Restoration. Water damage. It's a killer. Doesn't matter where it comes from. If it's in your house, you've got issues. You've got mold coming.
Busted pipe.
All kinds of stuff. Florida's Elite Restoration. We have to emphasize, Ira, and we always do, that's who you call first, because they're going to give you a free evaluation of what's happening in your home. Even if you have a small fire in your exhaust fan that, fire department came, it's all good. You got to get that checked out. That can be a claim.
And Josh knows everything about the insurance side of these problems, and so he'll steer you correctly.
Josh Martin, he's the owner of Florida's Elite Restoration. They're family-owned as well in the Tampa Bay area, but they also stretch across the state, across I-4. Call them 24-7. Don't hesitate. But more important, get to the website, FloridasElitereStoration.com, now to prepare for when you have a disaster. You can see all their reviews, all their services. They are the best. I have no problem saying that. Their Google reviews back it up. Florida's Elite Restoration. Sagenow.com. All right, Ira, look, this Liam Cohen thing, a lot of fans were freaking out. Now, we were pretty calm, I think, compared to others. Todd Bowles coming back. We told everybody that. People were trying to wish it and make sure it didn't happen.
We didn't say it was a foregone conclusion that Cohen would go somewhere else.
Correct. I wrote a story, Ira, in mid-December. Glazers, step up, pay him not to interview.
That's right.
End of story. Well, they let him have the first interview. They saw that he only got one team to look at him.
They also saw that the Jags were still interested in him after the interview.
And they knew that he could only have a Zoom call at the time with the Jags. He did. And then, you know what? He has the Wednesday in-person interview lined up. It never happens. It comes out through Adam Schefter, of course, who is best buddies with Mike Greenberg and tight with Light. Schefter, he's getting a raise, and that's it. Your thoughts, what this means for Todd Bowles, the team, and the organization?
Well, the first thing I'm thinking of, Steve, is that the Glazers and the Buck organization needs to send somebody over to Ocean Prime Restaurant, order a dozen lobsters, the full meal, the full lobster meal, no matter what the cost, and send that up to Shad Khan, because the guy's a clown, and he came to the realization that my GM is scaring off a lot of good coaching candidates, and I think Cohn's one of them. Doesn't mean Cohn would have taken the job if he had fired Balky a week or two ago. Doesn't mean that. But he would have had a better shot with some of these guys. And I don't think Cohn's the first and only guy that ever looked askance at Balky, you know, and saying, I don't want any part of this. Now, the other side of that is they laid a lot of money on Cohn's doorstep. Why wouldn't Cohn want to work with this? Just like Ben Johnson with the Lions last year. He looked around and said, geez, I got a tremendous amount of talent on the offensive side of the ball, and I don't really like the job offers that are in front of me. I got to love it, and I don't love it. And Cohn didn't love it. He only had that one offer, which I think he was going to get the offer from Jacksonville. He stays another year. Steve, is there any reason in the world other than an injury to Baker Mayfield, God forbid, a serious injury, that the Buck offense should tank in 2025? I can't think of one. Besides injuries.
No, not at all. They should be better.
In fact, I think they should be better.
You could argue, yeah, the league might catch up to Cohen and some of the Bucks things.
Then there's going to be another half dozen openings next year.
Then there's adjustments, though, and Cohen's very capable of it. The Ben Johnson story, though, gets a little twisted. And I say this, Ira, because Ben Johnson was the Commanders' number one target last year. They flew up the Commanders' contingent to go talk to Ben Johnson, unlike Shad Khan, who should have probably driven to Tampa, and they got there, and he said, guys, I'm out. Now, if Ben Johnson looks at the Commander situation right now, and if Liam Cohen looks at that, he could be like, well, man, look at the Ben Johnson thing isn't always the smartest route.
They hit the jackpot with Jaden Daniels,
yeah.
And you can't count on that. This guy's
no, but he knew they had the number two pick coming.
But nobody knew he was going to be this good. No, nobody. Arguably one of the great rookie quarterbacks in NFL history. He is.
Top running rookie and great passing, and now he's in the playoffs.
Marino was very good in 83. It's hard to argue with Jaden Daniels right now. The kid don't make any mistakes. They've won 7 in a row, and they're 14-5. So, Cohn's back. Now, why shouldn't Bowles be thrilled that Cohn's back at one Buck place? Of course he should be. Number one, Steve, people forget this. Bowles hired him. He didn't have to hire Liam Cohn. He could have hired other candidates for the offensive coordinator. He hit the jackpot with Cohn. No question about it. Steve, they bumped up their scoring average by 10 points. Who does that? 10 points from 18 to 20, more than 10, to 29.5. So that's 11 points. Nobody does that. Now, Bucky Irving had a lot to do with it. Let's be honest. He resurrected a terrible ground game by himself. And better play from the offensive line.
Oh, that, yeah.
Line,
and better scheming.
Why wouldn't Bowles want Cohn back? People that think, well, wait a minute, Bowles is looking over his shoulder at Liam Cohn. No, I don't think it works that way, Steve. Having Liam Cohn back makes it much more likely that Bowles is going to be more successful as a head coach in 2025, rather than going out and scouring the neighborhood and trying to pick up another offensive coordinator for the third straight year. This continuity gives Bowles a lot better chance at success.
Just to clarify, last year, 2023, the Bucks scored 20.5 per game. This year it was 29.5. The 18 and change
was the year
was
before.
The Brady year before. But you're absolutely right on the Cohen stuff. And Bowles, I mean, he knows he's not going to win without scoring points, and he'd be brain dead to want to get rid of Cohen. It'd be insane. He's not Bowles tries to even not be too involved, so he knows he needs the best he can
find. I'm a little perplexed, Steve, why Cohn wasn't a candidate for some of these other openings also. I mean, you hear some of these names being mentioned. It's not a superstar gallery. You got retreads. You got people like Aaron Glenn. I'm surprised Cohn wasn't mentioned.
He was not a hot name. Let's call it what it is. He was not a hot name, especially when you had teams interviewing lots of candidates and had big lists out there published by the teams. Not a big name. So I don't know why, but the Bucks are the beneficiary, and I think it saved the Glazers some money. Imagine if Cohn had two options on the table. That would have been a serious problem.
But, Steve, don't owners generally like that hot, up-and-coming offensive coordinator? Maybe he's not viewed that way nationally. Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, but you could say, look, the Bears, not a very good organization. Jets, how could they not interview Liam Cohn? But these are bad organizations as well. I don't have an answer to that.
Look, you saw the elevation in Mayfield's play from 23 to 24. And he had a very good 23, Steve. I'm not knocking him. Resurrected his career in 2023. And then he took it to another level, Steve, with the 41 touchdown passes, the yardage, and the average of 29.5 points. How do you think Cohn and Mayfield back for a year or two? Can he even take him to another level, Steve? Another level for Mayfield?
Of course he can go to another level. He can cut his interception total. He did lead the NFL in interceptions. He can cut that down to 8 and get him playing better. And yeah, why not? Why not? Why can't he throw for another 300 yards and 6 less picks? So yeah, sure. But more important, Ira, on the Cohn front, now there were reports, all unsourced reports, that no, the Bucks didn't include any kind of clause that Cohen's the next head coach. There's nothing in his contract like that. That's not what this was. There's Mike Florio out there saying teams lie all the time. These clauses have been in there. He gave like 6 examples in the past, and we're never going to know, and no one has to be honest with us. So there's that. I want to know what you believe, how it went. Was it just a handshake, wink, wink thing, or is there something written in there? And, of course, anything written can be torn up, $3 million buyout. Everything's got a buyout. Now, part two of that is, Ira, Florio said, I wrote this up, he said that he was told from his source, who he referred to it as someone with knowledge of the Jaguars search, said Cohn pulled his name out because he wasn't going to get it. And that's often why people pull their name out. They don't want to look bad. Now, Robert Saleh, who previously coached in Jacksonville and has a relationship there and is a very well-liked guy and a magnetic kind of guy, culture builder, even though, things got just beyond messy with the Jets and the quarterback situation and the ownership. But he's in the mix there, so maybe there's something to that. What do you think happened here? What, can we trust that Cohn is here and the Jaguars won't come back to him, which is what they're screaming for in Jacksonville? Offer him more money, get a new GM in here, and pull him out.
I think that ship has sailed, Steve. I think Cohn's back in Tampa. Buck fans are rejoicing about it with reason. 2 things. I'm looking at the Jag situation. I'm Shad Khan. I got to straighten out Lawrence. I got to find out about Lawrence once and for all. Is he the guy or he isn't the guy? And I don't care what the buyout is after this year. I don't care. I want an offensive guy. I don't want Robert Saleh. I want a guy like Cohn that can work with a quarterback and bring out the best in him. And Lawrence has been so up and down. 2 or 3 years ago, we thought he was an up-and-coming riser. He played very well in that playoff game against the Chargers. He looked like he was on the rise. And he's done very little since, Steve. I got to know about Trevor Lawrence. So, to me, Cohn's profile is much more attractive than Saleh. Now, who knows what goes through Cohn's mind? He's a terrible owner, Steve. I got him ranked there. He's with the Woody Johnsons of the world and the Jerry Joneses of the world. Guys that don't know what the hell they're doing, and it's showing with the team's lack of success. As far as Cohn's understanding of what's going on here in Tampa, Steve, I'm not sure it's written down or written in stone, but I do think that during the discussions between ownership, Light, Bowles, and Cohn, and there have been many a discussion in the past couple of weeks since the season ended, I would describe it as an understanding. I think there's an understanding that when Bowles' time is up, and that could be 5 years from now. I mean, it could be. And Cohn could be a big part of making that wait 5 years. You know, what if Bowles wins 12 games and a couple of playoff games? He's not going anywhere.
Are you saying he does that 4 years in a row?
I think there's an understanding that Cohen's got a place in Tampa as the head coach down the line. And I think Bowles understands that. Bowles is a big boy. He's not naive. He understands that these things happen. Heck, there might have been an understanding that Bowles was going to replace Arians going back to 2020 during the first Brady season. Might have been. So I don't think that rubs Bowles the wrong way necessarily. The big news is Cohn's here, and he's going to help Bowles get the most out of this football team.
So what does this say about the organization, Ira? Is it just is it more about Liam Cohen, or is it more about Cohen? More about Liam Cohen and the Jaguars is what I meant to say, or is it more about Cohen loving where he is and feeling that this is an A-plus organization and this is where I need to hang around?
I'll say
or, last one, or did he tell his wife, hey, look, the Glazers are offering me $3 million today, but I could go take a chance and see if Jacksonville wants me with their crappy owner and gamble the $3 million. What do you think, honey?
Yeah, and he's probably also telling his wife, if I go 4-13 and 5-12, 6-11, I'm out, and I may not ever get another chance to be a head coach. That happens. I'll say this. As much as Balke was an impediment to Cohn and other nominees, you know, that are searching for a Jacksonville job, and I think he was. I think he was a major obstacle, and Cohn finally realized it. Now, he realized it too late to get Cohn. But he realized it. He wasn't going to attract a top-notch guy if Balke's still there. That was a problem. And Cohn looked at it, and he wasn't totally comfortable with the Jacksonville situation. Having said that, if he didn't think the Bucs were an elite organization, if he didn't like the Bucs' future, I think he would have taken the job anyway. If he didn't have an appreciation for what the Bucs have built here the last 5 years, I think he'd be gone if they offer him the job. Now, I don't believe that he wasn't going to get that job. I think they were interested in him.
I'm going to be the cynical guy and say it's about money. I agree with what you said, but I think Cohen looked at the Bucs' offense and said, look at these pieces. We can do better next year, or at least as well.
And I might have Godwin back.
And if I can do as well as I did last year, I'll have three offers instead of one if I do this back-to-back, no matter what happens to
Todd
Bowles.
And better destinations than Jacksonville.
Yeah, or I get to stay in Tampa if we're not good enough.
Whatever the background is, Steve, Cohn's a Buccaneer. And Buck fans are rejoicing. Not all of them, because they think Cohn should be calling the shots as the head coach and Bowles should be bounced. Bowles will get another year to prove himself in front of the Glazers, who like Bowles. They like the culture he's built.
And next podcast, Ira, we're going to dive into what that magic number is for Todd Bowles, because we're not going to play games on this podcast. We are going to, at stages in the offseason, decide what that magic number is, that scenario is for Bowles to keep his job or to get hung. And, of course, that will change as we see what the Bucs do with their draft picks and how they approach this, because it's not 100% clear how they go about the offseason. We're going to know in 2 months if they look at this as an all-in year.
Is another division title going to be enough for Todd Bowles? We're going to discuss it.
BillCurryFord.com, BillCurryFord.com, shop there. For your vehicle needs, do it. Just do it. And same thing for Florida's Elite Restoration. When you have any sort of disaster at your home, fire, flood, mold, storm damage, water damage, the water damage whisperer himself puts his stamp on that. Florida'sElite Restoration.com. All right, Sage.
Hold on, Steve. I got the green light from my cardiologist early this week, so you might have the Sage hanging around for a while. He said, everything looks good except your weight, Kaufman. Get it down. And here I am stuffing my face. All the treadmill tests look good.
Nice, nice. Yeah. All right, well, that's something else to celebrate. We'll see you next time.
Except he said, can't you last more than 45 seconds?